QI in Ubamos, Udal, VOH, Egyptian, May
11, 1976, and Tuesday. So in other words, so the Ri established the principle that ben implies the prudential mikro of ben. The connotation of ben is ben himself, not neighbor. So memele, the question arises. So memele, it follows. So it follows that without this pasuk, when the Torah says in the parshas Yiv, when the Torah mentions in the parsha of ben Eimlo, so that means dafke ben. It doesn't include ben aben. But aloha is that even if the deceased brother was survived by ben aben, it's no yidden. So how do we know that? It could not be deduced from the judicial mikro, because as far as the judicial mikro of ben is concerned, it means only ben, not ben aben. So how do we know the aloha that even if the deceased brother was survived by ben aben, there is no yidden? So we could say, from Ayinolov, we learn out. Just as we learn out from Ayinolov that even a ben posel does of even, so we could also learn out from Ayinolov that a ben aben, so the Ri says no. V'nir el Ri, dim Ayinolov de hochega be even, a litrish ben abas, ubas aben, she yifte mayim. Kim daf kinun la suya mamza. Because since it's not included in the mikro of ben, ben aben is included in the judicial mikro of zera, but not in the judicial mikro of ben. So we have to resort to a special posik. So the posik, what is the posik? Ayinolov. But Ayinolov may be applied to ben mamzer. So mele, it cannot be applied to ben aben. Kim dafkinu lasuye mamzer. Ulhoche yitzlich lasuye ben aben. Ubas aben liyenachla. V'leboy lemelach mili yivim ben. So the raya is, because the Gemara has to resort to a special posik, that ben aben, ubas aben yashin, the grandfather, if we would learn that from Ayinolov, Gabi Yiv, the ben is the same din as a ben, so maybe we could learn out nachlo from Yiv, because the Gemara does learn out nachlo from Yiv. Kidoma rosam gabi bas. So in other words, the Gemara says that even if the Torah did not mention explicitly that the bas is Yereshes Nachlo, so we could learn it out even. So if ben aben that patas from even could be learned out from Ayinolov gabi even, so memele we could learn out Nachlo also, just as legas we learn out Nachlo from even. Oh, so in other words, so Teisa says two things. First of all, that the judicial mikro of ben does not include ben. And then and it's not learned out that a ben aben, u ben abas, patas from even is not deduced from Ayinolov. So from what it deduced? Well, that thesis doesn't discuss it. Right now. Vim tem, vim nidre shifre, gabi nachlo la suye mamzer, u meile gabi yo yibin nidre. So why don't we dash from the ben of Nachlo that the mamzer is Yerish and the Ayinolov, so we should learn how it's gonna be. V'yesh leima igabi Nachlo in tzot lasu yimamzer the whole mil ebnoyu el din yivma v'sal gaita chol mil ebne Yaakov ulo, so we don't have to resort to any posik gabi Nachlo that mamzer also yashes ulo chal kov chaudi Nachlo so le rabbi's ben aben. So the question is, how do we know? The Gemara says, as it over poshut, that ben ubas is the same din. They both pater. So how do we know it? It's not included in the purity of ben, and it's not deduced from Ayinolov. So how do we know that? Niral ri dinafkelom liyimocheshmei. Shein shmoi mochu. Since the Torah says that the reason as to why there is a din of yiv is because otherwise it would be mocheshmei. But if the deceased brother was survived by a grandson, some of my grandchild, some of Mele, it's not in Mocheshmei, even without the his generations can continue. Some of Mele, we learn out from Lo Yimoche that the Ben Abben he parts from it. In Amet, the Basu Mamzer Shkul, Ubas Name, Nafke Mayinol. So he says that Bas, so we learn how it from Ayinol. Umiyu Koshalari, the Heichen Nuchalema, the Shkul Mim Basu Mamzer, Hokim the Matinolik Mayinol, the Bas. Because after all, there is a special reason as to why you should say that the mamza should not pater of him, because our achva achva kibin the achva achva mashmal mutim mamza. The yesh leima kibin the achva achva instach lidosh achrite less long limutim in a mamza linyin yivin kibin the chol mile choshit ben viach uga yivin name motzel ribuye to hadi bas naim lo fil kach aval gav ribuye bas. So Teisa says in that lotion that we learn out from Ayin all of both that Bas has a din as a ben and Mamzer has a din as a ben. Alright. Now, Kishe also true. Gemara has the Kashe. Why do we say that the father was Bali Shishish? So the son, who is a Mamzer? Is chayv lakor asoviv, but you know si bam choli soya beis maisa amcho. So the more you get teretz that when is a chayv only when you also tshuve. We hold on al pirik anachnok. We hold in a ben ase shliach liobi. La keisi uli kalole. Chutz mi meisis, hosom kisho also tshuvo. So in other words, so Teisus is chelik an ramba. Teisus says that this aloche, that the ben cannot become a shliach to meet out the malkes against the father, except or to be menada the father, so except by Macy's, because it's especially the sakosel lisachmel lisachasol. So that is reference only to a case of osachu. Mashenkin if it didn't do tshuva, so then the son can become a shliach to execute the malchus against the father. The Rambam is chilek. That probably stole in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. As to whether the Rambam Shita is that even if the father is a Rosh Gomu, so there is still a Chiyu of Kibudah. The same mitzvah of Kibudah. Even if he is a Rosh Gomu. Rambam says in Perik Hei Milches Mamri Malachi Veis Mi Shehoyu Ovi Veimei Rishoyim Gmurim Veivri Averes Afilu Nidmar Dimam Leharige Vim Yetzin Lihorik, also La Keso Mulkalolo, Vim Kile Lichobal Ben Potter, Vim Mosa Chuvear is a Chayev in Aragalina for Bishi Yetzin Lemis. So what does it mean? So after Nik Mardine, La Rike, so in other words, so before Shea Ramba, point out, the Kesmishne, the Radvas, they point out, in other words, that the Ramba is Chayev Kanteis Ves. And in other words, that there is a chiyuv of kibudav. I mean, that's the Rambam Shite, that even by Rosh Gomu there is a chiyuv of kibudav. So Memele, even if he didn't do tshuva, so his son cannot become the shliach to execute the malchus against the father. Now, then the Rambam says, then the Rambam mentions again, in Aloch Yedgimu, Ovak, Ovi, Vime, Alavei Moshalei Kinoleo, Vihoyo Hu Chazan Lifnei Adayonim, the Shliya Besden, Lo Yake Yisom, Vichein Nishayi, So, I mean, here it doesn't spell out even if the father didn't do tshuva. But because of what the Rambam says in Halacha Yudbeis, so the Mefarshei Rambam infer that the Rambam has reference even to in Halacha Yud Gimel, he has reference even to the case where he did not do tshuva. V'chein in Yischayev nidu lo yashliach linan deisa. V'lo yitrefeisam. V'lo yit... Oh, the Rambam says, v'lo yit... In respect to Akoi, it doesn't spell it out, but it's the same thing. V'lo yitrefeisam, v'lo yivazeisam b'shlichas bezdin. Aval pishein ruin likach, v'lo yosu tshuv. So of course it's mashma that he has reference to Malkus also. Even though he mentioned it in connection with Livazeisam, but it's the same halacha. Then he says, Lechelin aben ase shliach la'keisi ulikalilei, chutz memeisis umartiach, shayom roteiro loisach meil veloisachasol. Loisach meil veloisachasol. So it could be that according to the Rambam, you see, according to Tesis, that when we say Lechelin aben ase shliach la'keisi ulikalilei, so it means kisho oso tshuvo, so then it follows that if the father is in meisis, so then even if oso tshuvo, so is muter. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, we have no raya. Because according to the Rambam, so even if lo yosa tshuva, so the halacha is in abenase shliach. So mimele, there is no raya that by meisis, so the son can become the shliach bezdin, even if osa tshuva. Because we can say that if osa tshuva and the father is a tzaddik, so then the son cannot become a shliach. And when can the son become a shliach? Where the father is a meisis, only if lo yosa tshuva. V'im teima. So in other words, so that's totally in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam shita is that the chiyuv of kibudav applies. The chiyuv of kibudav applies even to a Rosh Gomu. And the Rosh shita is that it doesn't apply to a Rosh ben Eisim Aysamcho. Only if the father is an Eisim Aysamcho, but if he's an Eisim Aysamcho, so then there is no Chiyuv of Yudah. Now, yes?
So
it mentions the name of the smack, yeah.
So that the father, when he should say something, is a rasha to tell the son to
that's
go.
Right, so the smack says, and the Mir in Yevomis also mentions that. We discussed it when we went over the suge of Kibdav in Yevomis. So the smack and the Mir, they both say that when do we have to resort to the Xeras HaKosu? Of kulchem chayon bichvedi, that he shouldn't listen to the father, to behave al divriteiro, that is, if the father tells him, now, be mitamei, the bisakvores, go to the bisakvores, he's a kayan, and the father tells him, go to the bisakvores and be mitamei, because I want you to catch a few pigeons, and you should slaughter them, because I want to eat it. Mashenkin, if the father tells the son, go to the bisakvores, go to Bisakvores, because I want you to be mitami yourself just like that. So then we don't have to resort to a pasik. So the Ramban also says the same thing. But the Ramban says we don't have to resort to a pasik because there is no chiyuv of kibudav if it's not for the benefit of the father. But the smag and the miri say something else. They say because if it's not for the benefit of the father, and the father just lehachis wants the son to be al divreteiro, then he's a roshe gomo. So mimele, there is no chiyuv of kibudav. One second, what is that?
What kind of a rasha of onam minos to my son, just by saying, telling someone if they
hear? Well, to tell someone, it's not, you see. There is a difference between telling someone to do an aveira litiyovim and telling someone to do an aveira lehachis. So in other words, if the father tells the son to do an aveire because of his own taives, because he wants to eat, so that he's able with the aveire, but the Rosh Gomor he doesn't become. Mashenkin, if he tells the son, just be able an aveire because I want you to be able to do a teiro, lehachis, so then he's a Rosh Gomor. So then there is no chiyuv of kibudav. So from that we deduce, So we deduce that the Meiri and the Smag Achilik and the Shita of the Ramban. In other words, the Ramban Shita is that there is no Chiv, the Ramban Rashba Shita is, there is no Chiv of Kibudah. If it's not for the benefit of the father, if it's not for the purpose of accommodating the father, there is no chiyuv in listening. But we see that the smag and the mir yachelik. Oh, that's something else. But the Rosh mentions a raya. The Rosh mentions a raya. That there is no chiyuv of kibudav. There is no chiyuv of kibudav if the father is a Rosh. From the Gemara is an Eshech. The Gemara in the Nesach says that if he niach liyobi, let's say he was a malve beribis the father, and it's in niach liyobi, the thing that he took beribis, so then, or let's say that he guzzled and so on, so he's mechuyev to return it mishum kvoidobi. So the Gemara has the kashe, but v'nosi b'amcho v'soyer v'isim ha'isamcho. So why should we be mechuyev to return it? There is no shibud nechosim ha'mitaltoli, mitaltoli yasmi is lo mishtabd. So why should there be a chiyu? Mishum kidovi, he's an eni isim ha'isamcho. So the Gemara gives the teres v'shosa tshu. So the Rosh mentions this raya, so we see that by eni isim ha'isamcho there is no chiyu of kibdav. So what will the Rambam do? What will the Rambam do with this Gemara? So there are some Achaim who say that the Rambam will be made that la'acham mise. So ba'in eisim ha'isamcho there is no chiyuv of mechabdi la'acham misos. Now the Gemara says mechabdi bechayov mechabdi la'acham misos. So the Rambam shita is only in regard to the kibud of bechayov. So, only in regard to the kibbut of Bichayo. So even if it's a Rosh Gomo, so there is a chiyuv of kibbutav. But lacham isosei, so there is no chiyuv of kibbutav. If he's a Rosh. Now, there is a tshuve, Rav Nedovid Akeyan, he's one of the Rishonim. So there is a tshuva, a very interesting tshuva. Someone inquired from Rabbi Nedovid Akeyan. Rabbi Nedovid Akeyan is probably, one of the early Rishonim. So someone inquired from Rabbi Nedovid Akeyan, someone whose father was a mishume, a real mishume, not just a roshe, but a mishume, converted himself. So, and then he died. So the question is, should the son say Kaddish after the father, or he should not say? Is it possible to close the door? Should he say Kaddish after the father or not? So then Rav Nedovid Akeyan mentions the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, as to whether there is a chiyuv of kibudav regarding a father who is a Rosh, and he is machia like the Rambam, that there is a chiyuv of kibudav. So Memele, he says, so he still could say, but not in Shumet. So he says, since the Rambam says, if Rosh gomo, so there is no limit, even in Shumet. So according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah of kibudav. So Memele, he says that he should say kibudav. But he says, normally, so his son says Kaddish only 11 months. He's not allowed to say 12 months, because then he's made to laz on the father. Has to show him that he's a chayte. But in this case, when the father was in Shumet, so he should say Kaddish. Daf get 12 months, and even more than 12 months, you see. So that's what it is. But the question is, so now, the achayim, in order to answer the kash, or against the Rambam, from the Gemara is an Eshek, that the Gemara says, that when is the son mechuyev to return the chifetz that the father took b'gzeile or b'ribis and so on? So that's only if he did tshuve. But if he didn't did tshuve, not because in his ma'isamcho. So they are forced to say that the Rambam will concede that lacham iso say there is no chiyuv of kibudav if the father is not in his ma'isamcho. But we see here kaddish, that's lacham iso say. So what will Rabbi David Akein, what will Rabbi David Akein do with this Gemara? I mean, with this Gemara, according to Rambam. So we have to say that even though the Rambam is made that there is no chiyuv, that there is no chiyuv of kibud av, there is no chiyuv of kibud av la'acha misosei ba'ineisim ma'is amcho, so there is no chiyuv, but in mitzvah kiyum there is. In mitzvah kiyum there is. So why did Rabbi David Akein base it upon the Shitas Rambam? So in other words, since according to Rabbi David Akein, he's not mechuyev to say kaddish, but there is a mitzvah, since there is a mitzvah of kibud av, so maybe that's the proper thing. So he advises the son to say kaddish after the father was a mishumel. So only mitzvah mitzvah kiyumis, so he didn't have to base it upon the Shitas Rambam. So why couldn't we say that even according to the Rosh that the mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah kiyumis there is? So apparently, you see, according to the Rosh, who says that even b'chayov there is no chiyuv of kibud av, so that means an erosh neisim ha'samcho is mufke of kibud av. If he is mufke, so there is no mitzvah kiyumis either. That's the svare of Rabbi David Akein. We see that he is mufke. Mashen kin according to Rambam, so b'chayov there is even mechuyev. So we see that the Roshi is not mufke of kibud av. But le'acha misosei, so he's not mechuyev. The mechavdi le'acha misosei doesn't apply. So memele, but since we see that according to Rambam, a Roshi is not mufke of kibud av, so even le'acha misosei is not mechuyev, but in mitzvah kiyum is, a mitzvah kiyum is there. So some even mention a riot to the Shittas Rambam from the Zohar, because the Zohar says that the reason as to why Rochel was so nenesh, and I mean, and she died young, I mean, before they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, is because she was mitzayah her father Lovon in connection with the Trofim. I mean, even though her kavone was certainly the Shem Shamayim to be mafrish the father from Avelizore, and Lovon was certainly a Roshe, I mean, that doesn't require any rayas. I mean, tzeyul mad ma bikish lovan arami lasis liyakiv avinu. So still, the Zohar says that he was menes. So some of the Nisi Kelim mentioned that as a riot to Shittas Rambam. Anyway, so this is, so the machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves here is totally the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. So apparently, Teisves shite here that v'cholin aben asis shtiach loviv lakeisim v'talalei is only in case of osa tshuve, but lo yosa tshuve not. So Teisves shite is like the Rosh. Alright, vim tema. Bishleim emalkes mishkachas lo demechuyev, afal kish yosa tshuve. Because when someone is even avere for which is chayiv malkes, even if it does tshuve, that does not take off the chayiv malkes. Elo likalelei, mishe yosa tshuve, rashoi likalelei, afil acher. V'yesh leima, dim hiskir shem shamayim libatolo, o yoso dovo shen is chayiv benidu, afal kish yosa tshuve, Chaye veloy mifta. So in other words, so here we see a chiddush in Teisves. Now there are certain averes for which one is chayev nidu. But so Teisves says that if someone was either an avere for which is chayev nidu, so even if it did tshuve, we still have to carry out the nidu. That's a big chiddush. Because nidu is not an enesh. Nidu is an enesh. I mean, the whole aloha of nidu is based upon psukim in Ezra. So of course, so the aloha of nidu is a kabbalah l'mishe v'sinai. But it's not an enesh. It's not like mise or malkes, which is an enesh. So what is the purpose of the fluke? What is the purpose of nidu? What is the purpose of nidu? In order to correct it, to correct the person inside. In other words, if a person is an avarian certain averes, so Bezdin has to apply certain sanctions sanctions against that person, against that avayin, in order to change it. But if it did tshuva, so it's not necessary to have nidu. And then something else. So we have to understand this. Then something else. Teisves mentions haskor Hashem shomayim levatov separately. Does anyone have a Gemara Nidor in here? No? Gemara Nidor. It's not necessary to go. But if there is a Gemara here, Gemara Nidor in here. It's not necessary. No. It's not necessary. I thought that there is a Shas here. Okay. Now the Gemara Nidorim said as follows. Gemara Nidorim said as follows. Omar Rav, coming Omar Rav, that Zaynum and Beis Nidorim. Now she may ask us Hashem v'chavei reitzorach v'na deisei. V'im lo imidoru hu ha'atzme yir b'nidu. She kol mokim she ask us Hashem mitzu yo shom anius mitzu yo. V'anius kim iso, she nema kim eisi kol anoshi. V'tani kol mokim she oscha chomim neyem o im iso en. Omar Rav abe ha'vekamim nekami d'rabune. Shamila Achitze de Afke Askoras Hashem Livatole Shamte, he was Menadeher Vishayo Altabapo, and he immediately was matter to me just for a moment. He didn't let us stay, I mean, the normal period of 30 days. I mean, he immediately was matter. Shmamino Kla Shmamino Hashemi Askoras Hashem Bechavir Tzorov and Adesei Ushmamino Nidu Bifonov Imatiro Bifonov Ushmamino Ein Benidu Afore Veloiklo. Now, so Teisves in Igorim says as follows. Ein benidu la'afor ha'v'leiklum, teime, damrinom b'meit kotten, tut osel v'tut chore, pirish la'ota. Tut means the shofar, because usually the nidu was coupled with the blowing of the shofar. So tut osel v'tut chore, pirish la'ota. Doesn't have to wait. He can be matir the nidu immediately. Hani milo yemenude, the Gemara says. Avulim nafkehuse, So in other words, but if, let's say, he was mivazit al mitchochem, so he cannot be matir the needle, and because of that he was nisnade, so he cannot be minade, so basically he cannot be matir the needle immediately after it is pronounced, but he has to stay the needle for a minimum of 30 days. So the Gemara says, v'afkehuse ad chayu lo shamtet lo tingeinim, so why is it here? So Rabune was matir. He was minade the woman who was made Shem Shemayel Latole, and immediately after he pronounced the nidu against her, he was matir. But it should be like after who said like mivazet al mitchochem. So Teisva says v'yesh leima hochename kivu she nidu ze ene yal kapore be'alme ve. V'chayshinu nolof shalei yargel oid lahaske shim shemayim levatole ein zu nidu, ein ze nidu choshev kaf yehuse kishor averes. So, lochel olof nidu shoachas. So in other words, elo kishor averes. Lochel olof nidu shoachas. So in other words, so Teisves emphasizes that the nidu for meitzi shim shemayim levatole is because of kapore. So since it is because of kapore, so it's not necessary. It's not necessary that he should stay in the nidu, in his state of nidu, for 30 days. So if the nidu is because he was mivazet al mitchochem, so then that's not because of kapor. That's for something else. Because the Gemara says, afkehu says, so he has to stay in nidu 30 days. And here, he doesn't have to, and meitzishim shemayim vatoli, he doesn't have to stay in nidu 30 days. Why? Because it's only because of kapor. the mechayev of the needle for mitzvah shemayim latole is kapore. The implication being that mivazet al mitrochem, so the mechayev is not kapore. So it is something else. So what is the mechayev? So in other words, so now we can understand the second kasha that you raised. Why did Teisves have to mention Shem Shemayim Vatolo separate? Why? Apparently, there is something peculiar to Meis Shem Shemayim Vatolo. So he says, V'yesh le'imavim, Yiske Shem Shemayim Vatolo, O Yosod Dova Shem Yishayim V'nidu, Aval Pish Yosod Tshuve, Chaye V'loi Mifta. Chaye V'loi Mifta. So he mentioned Dovah Shem Yishayev V'Nidu separately, and Hizkesh and Shem Shemayim V'Atole separately. So what does it mean Dovah Shem Yishayev V'Nidu? Let's say like Mivazet Al Mitrochim. So Yishayev V'Nidu. So there too, even if he was a tshuve, so Yishayev V'Lo Yimita. Now, so what is the Mechayev of Nidu? Now the Ramo in Yeredeye in Hilchus Nidu V'Chirem. So he mentions that's. Marie Mintz. So he mentions Aloche that if somebody is chayev nidu, he's chayev nidu. And then people say that if you be minade that person, so he might in anger shmad himself, convert himself. So he should not feel inhibited because of that from carrying out the nidu. If he converts himself, well, that's his responsibility. But Bezdin has to do what it has to do, regardless what he'll do. Now, the question is, so there are more paskins than him. Now, so we see from this that the Mechayev of Nidu, now there could be two Mechayevim of Nidu. One could be as a corrective measure. In other words, in order to change the person. And now in this case, where as a result of the needle he might be meisiv pesha al pisheisov and become a mishumet, so it will not be a good corrective measure. Still, we have to be minadim. Why? And needle is not an einish like mise and malchus. So why does Bezdin do it? What does Bezdin accomplish? The answer is needle. The mechayev of nidu is not as a corrective measure, b'tiras tichochem. But the mechayev of nidu is b'tiras migdal milz. In other words, to deter others. Let's say if somebody is, let's say, mivazet al mitrochem, and if Bezdin will not be minaded the person who was mivazet al mitrochem, so other people will be induced to be mivazet al mitrochem. So in order to establish a migdal milz, a deterrent against other people doing the same thing, the same avere, so Bezdin has to be minade. So mimele, there are more paskins, even if it appears to Bezdin that as a result of the needle carried out by Bezdin, so that avarian will convert himself, we don't care, because the mechayev is not tichoche, as a corrective measure. It's as Migdal Milsa is the mechayev. In other words, as a deterrent. So, true, he'll convert himself, but it will serve as a deterrent against others. And sometimes, if people see that person, in anger, in reprisal against the nidu, converted himself, it might even be a more effective deterrent. So they'll see what kind of a fellow he is, that person. So we see from this psak of the Ramo that the mechayev of nidu is not tichoch. But the mechayev of nidu is migdal milsa, and that's the pshat in Teisves. Because if the mechayev of nidu had been tichoche, so once the avayim did tshuve, why is it necessary to be menadehim? You already did tshuve. What else do you want to accomplish? So we see that the mechayev of nidu is not tichoche, but migdal milsa, as a deterrent. So memele, even if he did tshuve, fine. But if we are not menadehim, so then there will be no deterrent. No deterrent, because everybody will say, we can behave all the Aveira Shebatol, and then we'll say we do tshuva, that's all. So that's the reason as to why Teisa says, or you also do Roshan Yishayim V'Nidu, like let's say Mivad Shomet Chochem, Afal Pish Yosot Tshuva, Chayev L'Mifta. And that's the reason as to why as to why, if business is another person, because he was mivazei tamufachem, so business cannot be matia the nidu until 30 days elapse. Why? Even though he did tshuve, but before the 30 days elapse, but it doesn't matter. The purpose of the nidu is that it should serve as a deterrent. So when can it serve as an effective deterrent? Only if the person who was nisnade remains in the nidu for 30 days. It's a substantial period. But if he doesn't remain in nidu for a substantial period, so then it will not be deterrent. There will be no mikra mils. All right. So that's why Tesves spells out Hiske Hashem Shemayim Vatole separately. Because in regard to the nidu of Mitzvah Shem Shemayim Vatole, there is no aloha of 30 days. So how does Tesves in Nidorim explain it? On the basis, because they are the mechayev, you see, the mechayev of the nidu of Mivadet Talmud Chochem is Midamilse. The mechayev of the nidu, of Mitzvah Shem Shemayim Vatole is not Midamilse. Not me, I'm going to say. There it's because of Kapor. There it's because of Kapore. So Memele, if it's because of Kapore, so it's not necessary that he should be in Nidu for 30 days, even if he's in Nidu for 1 minute. So that's already Kapore. And something else. If it is, so then something else will follow. You see. So, Taisa says, V'yesh le'imah, v'yimhiski Hashem Shemayim v'atole. You see, and that will explain why Tesves mentions Shem Shemayim Vatole separately. So, without this, the fact that the Mechayev is Kapore, so that's enough. But, it's something else. In regard to Mivazet Talmud Chochem, so there the Mechayev is Migdal Milse as a deterrent. So even if he did Tshuve, Bezin still has to carry food and eat. But suppose he didn't do tshuve, then certainly Bezin has to carry through the tshuve, the nidu, carry out the nidu. So, Mashiach came in regard to Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatole, so Tesves in Nidorim says that the soul Mechayev of the nidu of Mishmayim Vatole is Kapore. So then, Adarabe, when is there aloche of nidu by Meitzi Shemayim Vatole if he's doing tshuve? So then, he requires the nidu in order to have Kapore. But suppose he doesn't do tshuve, he says, I don't want to do tshuve. I don't care. He was Mitzvah Shem Shemayim Vatole, and he's not sorry. He doesn't want to do tshuve. So then, what will Bezin accomplish by being Menadim? If he doesn't do tshuve, so he can't have kapore. Without tshuve, he can't have, so you can't have kapore without tshuve. So Memele, in regard to Mitzvah Shem Shemayim Vatole, when is the din of nidu? Dafke when he does tshuve. But if he doesn't do tshuve, there is no nidu. If he doesn't do tshuve. Because it's Adam Mechayivim of nidu. But by Mevazet Talmud Chochem, so the Mechayiv of nidu is Midamilse. So even if he did tshuve, so the business to carry out the nidu. But if he didn't do tshuve, certainly. Mashiach came vis-a-vis Meisi Shishmayim Vatole, so the soul Mechayev is Kapore. So Davke when he did tshuve, then there could be Kapore. But if he didn't do tshuve, so there couldn't be any Kapore. So Memele, there is no needle. So Memele, Tesves had to spell that out separately. Because Tesves says, after, Oyoso Doroshin Yisrael Nidu, Avalpi Shosu Tshuve Chayev. Avalpi. Certainly, if lo yose tshuve, but that could only be true of Doroshin Yisrael Nidu, like Mivazet Talmud Chochem, but it couldn't be true of Hiske Shishmai Latole. So then, it's not Avalpi Shosu Tshuve, but only if Osu Tshuve. Because it's different Nidus. One is a Nidu for 30 days, and the Mechayev is Migdal Milse, and one is a Nidu of 4 minutes, and the Mechayev is Kapor. Chayev is Kapor. Now the Taz mentions that today we are not minadi. We're not minadi. I mean, all right. Only lately, so a nidu was declared. I won't mention the name against a certain Hungarian rov because he was pigia because of the sigeter rov. All right. So it all has to do with the flower of the mikveh. So I mean, so they don't look up, you know, they don't look up the dinim, but the Taz Paskens, he mentions it in the name of Kadmenim, that today we are not allowed to be Minade. After all, at Chodalit Vogim the Rambam Paskens. So one is Chayv Nidu. We didn't hear, I mean, that the Bezden of Dele Yisrael should be Minade. I mean, who was Nisnade? Spinoza was Nisnade, and Oril Acosta was Nisnade. By the Dele Yisrael, I mean a few hundred years ago. But you think, I mean, that Spinoza and Oril Acosta were the only two Avayonim that lived? There were hundreds of Avayonim, and still no one was Nisnade. Why? Because today we are not allowed to be Nisnade. And the Taz mentions, because today it's Liachsha Dor Elikach, and if we'll be Nisnade, everyone that is Chayiv Nidu, if we'll be Nisnade, everyone that is Chayiv Nidu, so on the contrary, so it will not be a Migdal Milseh, but it will, on the contrary, it will provoke many people into Averes and possibly into Shivchas Domim too, he says. So because of that, as a matter of fact, even Spinoza, who was a Mises in Madiach, so before the Besden of Amsterdam, the Rov of Amsterdam was Reb Sholmo Tomoro, the Beir Agila mentions him many times. He was the Rov of Amsterdam, he was the one who carried out the Nidu against Spinoza. So Reb Sholmo Tomoro, so called Spinoza, and he said that if he will only keep quiet and he will not publish his books, so then they will leave him alone, they will not be minade him. And they even promised him his titans. But Spinoza was so arrogant that he said that no amount in the world will deter him from publishing his books. So then the Bezden of Amsterdam decided to excommunicate Spinoza. But why did he have to do all these things? Because there is aloha that today is Liach Shadore, not only today, 1976, but I mean even the time of Reb Sholem Amsterdam. So it was Liach Shadore. Why Liach Shadore? So if the Mechayev of Nidu is Migdal Milseh, so in other words, the reason is why. We have to be minade certain avayonim, let's say like Mivazet Talmud Chochem or other avayonim. So it's because of Migdal Milseh. So you understand as to why today. So we cannot be minade because today it will not be effective as a deterrent because it's Leach Shador. But if the Mechayev of Nidu had been. As a corrective measure, so why not? Let's say a certain person, a certain avayan through Nidu, he might be corrected. The answer is no. The mechayev of Nidu is not tichoche. The mechayev of Nidu is Migdal Milseh, and today it is not Migdal Milseh. As a matter of fact, when Mordechai Kaplan, who is one of the biggest misisim madichim for the last three decades, so when he published his book Judaism as a Civilization, at that time the Agudas Rabbonim had a meeting and they decided to be machrim him, to be minade Mordechai Kaplan. At that time my father, he wasn't present at the meeting, but my father was very angry at the Rabbonim for being minade Mordechai Kaplan. He said that if you will be minade Mordechai Kaplan, then he'll become a martyr and his influence will be so much more. And that's what happened as a result of that Nidu. I mean, my father was very angry. For some reason, he couldn't attend that meeting, but he was very angry at the Rabbonim. That was many years ago. That was 1932. He was very angry at the Rabbonim for being minade. Why? Because the purpose of Nidu is as a Migdal Milseh. So we have to see whether it is effective as a Migdal Milseh or not. If you'll be minade, everyone that is Chayav Nidu, you'll have to be minade. I mean, the majority of the so of many Jewish leaders, communal leaders especially. So, but you can do it because there is no Migdal Milseh today. All right. Anyway, so that's the reason as to why Teisre says Oyoso Dovashin is Chayav Nidu Afal Pishi Osachu, because the Mechayav of Nidu is Migdal Milseh, not Tichok. Nishmal b'Nisuel. V'Yibashol midabeya. B'loy Nisuel onama yesh lisneis. Yesh lisneis. V'Rab Yezi b'Rab Yudah echad b'shifro v'chad b'Eris Chobit. V'im teima. V'lomoli kro d'lo yishel yoledel. D'mibas eishes avicho nafket avaya d'inishes lo avicho bo. V'yesh leima. V'have mekminan kro b'mistabre tvei. V'yidach have marbinan min ledes chutz. Bein shemrim lo avicho heitzei. K'eichel marbinan min chayovi krisis. V'yash tzod gimor eses. V'rabonon milimute shifro v'lichovi minolu. So nafkelu milishim odeo tonel. Rab Yezim Rab Yudah had b'shifcha v'lichovi. Utrich v'yash minu shifro mishun deyim achalitz. So that's why. That's why the achise kvar mishifro is not considered as achise. The avoli v'lichovi in the yisrechayis. So generally yisrechayis. Eimeloi v'yash minu v'lichovi mishun v'lishayicha b'mitzis. Avol shifcha v'lishayicha b'mitzis eimeloi. Itzriche. So what did the Tzriche say? In other words, if we had one posse, if we had a posse with Abi Shifros, I would say only Achise. Our the Shifro is not considered as Achise. But Achise, Mivis Kechovim, Minochis, is considered Achise. Because Evit Kechovim among themselves, they have Yiches. So Mimele, even when there is an intermarriage between the Nochris and the Jew, there is also Yiches, I could say. So come ask me. So vi ashmino yivis kechovim, I would say mishayecha b'mitzvahs. So Tesis was bothered. Why does the Gemara say vi ashmino yivis kechovim? Bishleime, when the Gemara says vi ashmino shifro, we understand? Because there is a possible in connection with shifro. Ho yisho vi lodeo tiyo adimel. So that means that the child al bishifro is not misyachis after the father, even though the father is the evedivri, so he's not considered as the child of as the legal child of the evedivri. So we have a posik, but where do we have a posik legavim v'les chichovim? So why does the Gemara say v'yashpina v'les chichovim mishlo shaychad mitzvahs? Because here we have the other posik doesn't spell out. Doesn't spell out in Rechovim, just says Bas Eishes Avicho. So Mishi Eishle Eishes Bo. But it doesn't spell out in Rechovim. So why does the Gemara say V'yashminon in Rechovim Mishu Shaychem Mitzves La'avetzorich lach? So Tesis says, there's a Teretz La'avetzorich lach Tzrichuse the Rechovim we forage bed Yevikro U'vitay mekal mesage. So in other words, if the Posik had just mentioned Ho'yishav Yodeo Tiyo Adineos, I would say only the child through a shifro is not considered as a child, but a child through a nochris is considered a child. That's all that the Gemara had to say. Uvi time kam esog edil av lechat kro havi mikminim b'shifro mishum deim lechayitz v'im teima hashte di ketaime v'riz kechovi v'i ketaime b'shifro. So lomo li kro do yish avi lodeo. So why did the Torah have to mention yish avi lodeo tiyo adinel that the children of the Shifro Knainis are not Misyachis after the father, David Ivri, without the Posik? See, with the Posik of Yishevi Odeo, since we have a Posik of Bas Eishes Avich, so what does Bas Eishes Avich imply? Mishi Yishevi Yishes for. And by Shifro, and by both, by Shifro and Nochis, so Einle Yishes Bo. So Mimele, we should in my both, they might have it. V'yesh Leimar, דאבא מינה תיימד לישייה במצווה סודי ואבא מקמינה לו בבדס כחובי. So in other words, if the Torah hadn't mentioned ויש עוד דרתי לה דנאו and the Torah just mentions בס איש סביכו מי שיש לו איש בו, we would apply it only to Enochs. So because that term is more odi than the term of Ein Lechayis. That Amina the time do Ishaya be mitzvah sodi. We have a mukminaloi be vedes kechovi. We afal gav the time the kechodi modi. We have also mishifcho. Kivin the ike mishifcho. Ta'am koldu. Do we have a veschov? Now, so Tesis says that we cannot learn out both. Because we cannot say that both are shvuim. Because if both had been equal, some melech, so him and I'm upki, so we should deduce both. That the child to a Shifro is not Misyach, he said to the father, and the child to a Nochis is not Misyach. But, then actually, each one has a tam. But the tam of Lishaya b'mitzves is on. Now we have to understand, why is the tam of Lishaya b'mitzves is on? Why is that on? It seems, on the surface, it appears that the tam of English highest is more. Because here we are considering the question as to whether when Israel is Boalash marries a ship for whether the child is Misyache is after the biological part, the Israel. So we have a reason as to why we should say that he should not be Misyache is after the father. Why? Because Evet is Eliyahs. But then vis-a-vis Enochi, so we have another time. What's the time? Because Mishayach had mitzvahs. So it seems, superficially it appears, that on the contrary, the time of Inli Chayes, which relates to Yiches, not something else, is more of it. Because, as a matter of fact, why do we have to, now, even without the posik of Yishav Yilodeo Tiladineo, we know that an Eved and the Shifro have no Yiches. That's the aloche. Even when an Eved marries a ship, and then when an Eved marries a ship, and they have children, so the children are not chayev al akoras aviyem, al akoras imeyev, and al kilas aviyem imeyev. So even in a marriage, even when the marriage is between an Eved and a ship, so there is no yiches. There is no yiches. So alachas kamo v'chamo. When the marriage is between the Yisroel and the Shifro, so the child shouldn't be Misyachis. Masha'im came, Ligabi Nochis, so if Inochi marries Inochis and they have children, they are certainly Misyachis after the father, after the mother, after everybody. Akum Yerush is only Vatere. So, but only when the marriage is between the Goy and the Goy. But if the marriage is between the Jew and the Goy, then there is no Yisroel. All right, so that's a chiddush. But why does Teisa say that the time of Rishaya b'mitzves so is odd? So we have to say it now. So first of all, we have to understand why do we have to resort to a special posik of Yishevu Deotir Adinel. After all, without that posik, we know that when Eved Neshifro there is no Yiches. That's because Shvulachem Poim Achameya. So the answer is no. From Shvulachem Poim Achameya, we only know that the child of a Shifro is not Misyaches after the biological father who is an Eved, after the biological mother who is a Shifro. But in the case where Israel marries a Shifro, so maybe we could say, so since the Israel is capable, Al Pidin, of having children, legal children, so Memele, the child that he had for the Shifro, should also be Misyaches after him. Now, in respect to Evet Kehovim, so on the contrary, so Teisa says that Tam is Odif. Tam Odif. Even though a Nochri and the Nochris among themselves, so they have Yiches, so Akum is Yesh of Latero, but true that when a Nochri marries a Nochris, so the children are Misyachis after the father and they are Misyachis after the mother. Masha'in came when Yisroel married Inochis. So he has Dushas Yisroel. And the mother has no Dushas Yisroel. So Mimele, we say, in this case, since the father is Lo Yishayach HaMitzvah, he has no Dushas Yisroel at all, so Mimele, the child cannot be Misyaches after the father. Masha'in came, where Yisroel marries a Shifro, so the discrepancy, the divergence, is not so wide, because the Shifro herself also has some Dushas Yisroel. She doesn't have the full Dushas Yisroel, but some Dushas Yisroel she has. So Mimele, we could say that there is no yiches between the father, the Israel, and the child for Enochis, who does not have any Gushes Yisrael, but between the father of Yisrael and the child, for Shifcho, who herself has some Gushes Yisrael, Miktas Geirus, so there could be Yichis. All right, we'll give another shiur, so we won't cover this thesis of Ahu B'Shivu Mitzvot. So on Thursday, we'll finish this thesis, and then we'll start to proceed with the next thing. But there'll be another shiur. Let me close.
Ryan Aleph and Yevamos, Yud Gimel Yorei Tov Shin Lamed Vav, May 13, 1976, on Thursday.
That love doesn't apply according to the Rabbanot and according to Rabbi Shimon. So, Ki Yossi is Mar Bekol HaMisirim, so Begiyusom come within the second love of Bitro Lissit Livneyu, Bitro Lissit Livnecho. But as far as Mrs. Hattenbaum is concerned, so Beil Rabbanon, Beil Rabbi Shimon, that has reference only to Zayin Lumeis and only to Yosef. Only because of. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Pirkei Avot is like that. That's Teis Veshite, that's the Rosh Shite. But the Gemara, Daf Ayin Vav. So the Gemara says there, so at first, Rove said, Omar Rove, the fourth line beneath the Mishnah at the bottom. Omar Rove, the fine volume dollar. Omar Rove, Oto Hosom Mishum Dushem Lav Dushu, Dilma Meli Ben was a Polach Lav Yichovin, Vane Mila Beyesa Vichovin, Kimigai Rabbi Yisroel Shore, Virabonon de Gosra, Vichikos of Rabonon Bahad Neilude, Aval Hab Balude, look at Rabonon, let's say, I mean, for Tudakona. Elo ma'ato mamzer baralude och nam dosia, vot nam mamzer mesin mutonz vezeh, elo kikos rabonon bikshayrim sun likos rabonon. So at first Rabbi said that when the love of Lissis Chatten has reference B'yeson of the Kechovi. Then, the Maskone of Rovi is, Hodor Omar Rovi, Lav Milzi, B'yeson of the Kechovi, Les Luchasnes, Nizgayru is Luchasnes. So that's the Maskone of Rovi. That when is the Chasnes, only Lacha Geruso, but B'yeson of the Kechovi not. So how about, so Memele Teisus says, Teisus and Rosh say, that even according to Rav Shimon, so that all umays come within the love. So they come within love of bitro lisita livneyu, bitro lisita livnecho. That is reference to Geruson. But lisis chatten certainly as reference to Geruson, mimele, only to Zayin umays, because we couldn't say that all umays are assumed long because lacha Geruson. We know that the Eger and the Geiras are mutorn long because. This is Stasis and Roshi. And the Gemore. The Maskone of Rove Daf Ayin Vav, Yevamos is like that. But the Hashitas Rambam is not like that. The Shitas Rambam is that he passes like Rav Shimon. So Memele, all Umeis come within the love, and which love is it? Loitzischatin. And the Loitzischatin has reference to all Umeis, Begiyusom. And Begiyusom, there is no love. And even Zayin Umeis Begiyuson, according to the Rambam, it's only Nisan Rabbanon. Only Nisan Rabbanon, Yeshua was gay there, David was gay there. So it's Midraise. Even the Geirim of the Zayin Umeis are Mutom Lo Miko. Now the Ramban says, the Ramban is also Chelik on the Rambam. And the Ramban says that insofar as the love of Lissis Chatenbaum is concerned, so Alibidi Kulaum. Bein alibid Rabbonon, bein alibid Rav Shimon. It has reference to Begiruson and Zayin Umeis. But the Rabban Shite is that Zayin, only the first generation Geirim of the Zayin Umeis are also Midraisa Lo Mikol. But the children of the Geirim from the Zayin Umeis who are Mizgair are not Osel Lo Mikol Midraisa. But Yeshua was Geizir even on the day race. Even on the children, the descendants. But the Ramban is also Chelik on the Ramban. The whole apoches in regard to the first generation Geirim of Zayin Umeis, so they are also loving Kol Midraise. But the Shitas Rambam is no. That there is no Issa the Raise. And this is Chatnes reference to Geyusa. Now, so you can ask the Kashe, Monefshech, if this is Chatn has reference to Geyusa and Kol Umeis, according to Rav Shimon, so why does the Torah repeat twice, Lelisis Chatenbaum, and then Bitcholisit Nibneu, Bitcholisit Nibneu. So, the Rambam explains it very simply. In other words, the first love, Willis is Hattenbaum, it's one love, but I mean that the Torah emphasizes that the love is incumbent upon the one who intermarries. So the love of Lizis Hattenbaum applies to the one who intermarries. Let's say if Yisrael marries a goy, or Yisrael marries a goy, so Mele, he or she arrive with the love of Lizis Hattenbaum. So suppose the father arranges the shidach, so the father is also in the love. So that's the second half of the posik. In other words, if a father turns over his daughter into marriage with a goy, so not only the daughter is able to love, the daughter is able to love of his eschatn, and the father is able to love of bitcholisitin livneyu, bitelisikach livnecho. But only begiusom. Begiusom, there is no iser midrais. Now, so the question that is raised against the Rambam, the Gemara that I involve in Yivomes is contrary to the Rambam. Because at first, Rabbi said, as the Rambam says, that the love of Lizis Chatan is reference to Giyuson. But then Rabbi said, Lav Milzi, B'yeson of Yichovim less lechasnes, Nizgayru is lechasnes. So we have to say, I mean, that Kashi is raised against the Rambam. So we have to say that the Rambam holds that this Gemara that Rove says Lav Milsi B'yeson of Yechovim Les Lachasnes Nizgayru Is Lachasnes, so that goes only a little bit Rabbonon of Reb Shimon. So a little bit Rabbonon of Reb Shimon Muyanat Marbe Kol Amisiri. So that love has reference only to Zayin Umeis. So Mele says that it is reference that in respect to Zayin Umeis, so Luisis Chatein is reference to Gerusa, and Bitcholisitein be Giyus. Mashein Kein, the Rambam, passages like Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, so we say, Lekiyosia, Il Rabbis Kolam Isirim, so that means, since Reb Shimon is Dorish Taim Likro, and Rambam Paschals like Reb Shimon, so that means that according to Reb Shimon there couldn't be any difference between Zayin Umeis and Jones, because Kolam is here, there is no difference. So the Meile we have to say that the Lizis Chatenbaum also has reference to Giyuson, because we couldn't say that Kol Umeis are Asurim Lovi, Asurim Lovi Bikol Bigeruson. We know that the Ger is Mutar Lovi Bikol. So according to the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon, that we don't darshan Ki Yosil Rabbis Kol Amisirim. So Mimele the Posik has reference only to Zayin Umeis. Zayin Umeis. So then we say Luis Ischatn has reference to Geruson, and Bitcholi Sitin by Zayin Umeis has reference to Begiyuson. So there is no difference between Zayin Umeis and Chor Umeis. Zayin Umeis and Chor Umeis. So, and we certainly couldn't say that Kol Umeis be Gerusan Arasureis. That goes without saying that Kol Umeis, Chor Umeis, Leacha Gerusan Al Mutalov Bikol. So, Mimele, even in respect to Zayin Umeis couldn't be distinguished according to Reb Shimon. So we have to say, according to Reb Shimon, we are forced to say that Lisis Chatenbaum has reference to the Yusuf, even though, I mean, a Yisroel could not have a king and Nishes in the Goye, but the Goye could not have a king and Nishes in the Israelis, but as long as they live as husband and wife, so it's called Chit, according to Reb Shimon. That's the Rambam Shit. Alright, now let's see the thesis. How to Shivim Risks? So that is a little rabbi. The Afal Gabriel is Sechanim, the Sechonim, the Chsid Namu Hosom, Mukminum Firikamed in the Sechas Avizore, Bichol Umei Seida of the Sechovit. So I mean, that is mentioned by all Rishayim. It's mentioned by all Rishayim. I mean, the Gemara doesn't spell it out so explicitly that it's Bichol Umei. The Gemara says that it has reference to David Avizore. David Avizore. So, So the Pashtes is mashma that always. But there is one shita, as I mentioned, Rabbi Yehini in Shari Kirin. He says that with Sechonim 2 has reference only to Zayin Numbers, but all the other Rishonim is a shita's yochid, Rabbi Yehini. All the other Rishonim acherim. And the Pashtes, Loshen HaGemara and Avlizore, is mashma. That with Sechonim has reference to all of the Oidik Chovim, maybe Avlizore. So, ואף על גב גלוי סכונים דכסיד להם רוסו מקמון את פרקם מסרס על מזור ובכל הוא מסביל חובי הוכל הוא מקמין עלי בזיין ומס and after all the love of this is happened by him is mentioned next to לוי סכונים now when son of the shemel kachol lefanecho vi kisom hachim tachim eisom lo isich es lem bris vo lise chonim and then vo lise schatim bom vitro lise tin lebneu vitro lise kach lebnecho necho hochel me kino bizayin umis elo mishim dech yose mash ma shiva umis di misirin tvei because they are more odu ktav lizoy vi laf ki yose yirav mikmulin nami bichol umis yirav kchavim לרבונון ולרב שימן דידור יש טיים לקרוא אי לאף כי יוסי הווה דעשינון די טיים לקרוא משמע סורי והווה מוקמו דווקא בזה אינו מזלים מסירים תווק ואם תימא ולא יסחתם בהם דכסיד נמה הוסום מוקמין דווקא בזה אינו מז אף על גב דין שייך שום הסורי די בגיר רוסון הירה כי דו אמר בי אורו so that was the thesis which it was you see so because thesis which it is that even that even according to Rav Shimon, Lois Ischate certainly has reference to the Zayin Umeis, and it has reference to the Gerusim. V'yesh Leima, Dal Kol Kochi Efshal Rukme B'chol Umeis. Midoseh, Geir Ameini Miavi. So in other words, if we were to say that Lois Ischate, which has reference to Gerusim, extends to all Umeis, then we would have to say that every ger is also lovely call. Every ger is also lovely call. That we couldn't say. Why couldn't we say it? Because the Torah says ger amein yumahavi, so it's a raya that other gerim amut a lovely call. Vishla akol chiyem shaluk mechalum izbotza ger amein yumahavi mitzvah ademi michlau disho gerim shore b'yisroi. V'im teima, v'heiche koras b'ris, shlei meim chiro melech tzeir, dirsi v'ayichisu b'rishneyem. ואקסיב לסיכס להם בריס ולוי סיכוני ובכל אומי סיבדה לסיכוני מהירה כמו אם לוי סיכוני so just as now לוי סיכס להם בריס is mentioned just before לוי סיכוני so ממילא just as לוי סיכוני it appears from the Gemara in Avizore applies to all of the Avizore so ממילא לוי סיכס להם בריס should also apply to all of the Avizore not דווקא זיין עמים so how was Shlomo allowed to make a bris with Chiro Melech Tzeir now on that point there is a Machlekas Hashem Teis Veshite here is first of all there is one Teretz in Teis Veshite that in Achanami also that the love of Lissichas Lem Bris applies only to Zainumis but sure if the Kachovim even though they are either Zainumis and Neach so there is no Iser of making the bris with them but here Tesis Mikasha assumes and no notion Tesis Shite is that Lisiches Lembris is analogous to Lisichon that it applies to all Umeis Evda Avizor to all Umeis Avizor now the Raivet Shite is that it applies only to Zainumis and in the Rambam that's the Raivet Shite in the Rambam the Astires. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Lois HaSememches Mitzvah Memches in Sefer HaMitzvos it says Hizironu Mikreis HaBris Mikreis Bris Ima Keifrim Lachtich Malkimosom Vetzolim Arim Shiva Amenim Vuom Reisal Elisiches Lem Bris So he says Vetzolim Arim Shiva Amenim So that means only in Shiva Amim. Only in Shiva Amim. Now, the Rambam also has, before the Yod HaChazaka, he has the Sefer HaMitzvos briefly, a brief Sefer HaMitzvos. So he says, before Sefer HaMador, so Mitzvos Lois HaSememches he says, Shaloi lichis bris lishiv amelim, shenema lishichis lembris. Then the Rambam, that's the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs, being in the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, being in the small Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is just before the Sefer HaMador. So he says that the Sichas and Bris applies only to Zainam. Now, the Rambam Yil Chazoko, in Perik Yud Milchas Avedizore, Haloche Aleph. So, Dafke, this Rambam has the Girse, that is in a mute text. So, Haloche Aleph, Perik Yud Milchas Avedizore, Haloche Aleph, in Kelsim Bris Lishiva Amimim, Kedishinasim, and Sholim, Venaniach, Isom Avidakum. So here the Girse is in Kirsim Bris Lishiv Amimim. But in most texts of the Rambam, I don't know why this Rambam has this Girse, because in most texts of the Rambam, so the Loshna Rambam is in Kirsim Bris Lishiv, not Dafke Zainam. And the Lechem Mishneh also mentions that the Shittas Rambam is in, that it applies to Olme. So that means that the Rambam Yad Chazoko, he says that according to most texts, so the Rambam Shita in Hazoko is contrary to his Shita in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Sefer HaMitzvahs he says that the love of Yisrael and Bris applies only to Zayin Ammi. But in Hazoko, according to most Gersois, in the Mizora Perek Yud, his Shita is that it applies to all Umeis if they Kichobim, if they Elyon. Now, so then, this is the Rambam in Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, Milchas Avedizor, Aloch Aleph. Now the Rambam, Milchazoko in Melochim, so the Rambam says, in Perek Vov, Milchas Melochim, Aloch Hei, Shleisho Ksovim Sholach Yerushua, Acho Vinichnas Loretz, Horishen Sholach Lohem, Misha Reitzel Ivreach Ivrach, Vichoza Visholach Misha Reitzel Hashlem Yashlem, וחוזר וישולח מי שרי צלס את מלחום היעס אם כן מפנימה הרימו לי של גבי so the question arises since the Zainam Mim also you have to be Sheil Sholein and if they want to be Sheil to be Sheil to make Sholem so then there is no din of Hachit Achimein so why did the Gevenim have to resort to this trick of deceiving Yehoshua and all the Nisim? They simply could have come and said, we are from the Zayin Amin, but we want to make sure. So, Im kein mit nemaya rimu yesh vegivet, mifi shesholach lohem bichlal velekim. Because at first, when Yeshua made an offer of sholem to them, they refused. They wanted to wage a war against Yisrael. But then, later on, they changed their minds. So they could have changed their minds later on too. But Velayodu Mishpat Yisrael, they didn't know that Yeshua would make Sholem with them, even though at first they rejected the Sholem. So they thought that once they rejected at the very outset, so Yeshua would refuse to make Sholem with them. That's why they said, Vidimu Sheshuvim Teischelem Misholem. Vilomo, so then the question arises, Vilomo Koshe Hadovo Nisi, Viro Shero La Kesom Vichere Luli Ashwa. So then they came to the Nisi, and they deceived the Nisi, they told Meretz Rechaikobonu, and then the Nisi established a covenant with them, made a pact with them. Then Yeshua found out. So Yeshua was agreed. So the question is, Romo Koshe and the Nisim also were agreed when they found out that they were from the Zayin Amun. But the question is, since the Aloch is that even after the Zayin Amun rejected the offer of peace, so if later on they want to make peace, so we have to make Sholem with them, so why does the Pasuk say that Luli Hashvua they would have killed the Gibeonim? So the Rambam says, "Mipnei shekosu lahem bris, v'arei me'alui siches lahem bris, elo hoyodinom sheyiu limas avodi, hoyu vitoyes nishbu lahem bidino yu sheyorobu al shehitom lulechilash." So that words are from this Rambam. Now, from the Rambam, perchud milchas avrizore, according to Moshe Gersois. So the Rambam Shita is that the love of Rishichas Lembris is not limited only to Zayin Amin, but it applies to all Umeis and Bichovim. So there is no difference insofar as Lisichos and Bris is concerned between Zainu Bris and Adomis. And here he says, V'lom kosha adovel in sin, v'rol shorol akesom, lu yashuo, v'pin shikol shalem Bris, v'areim Lisichos lem Bris. But Monev Shech, but that love of Lisichos lem Bris applies to all of Lisichos. So how? So Bishleim, according to the Girse in the Rambam, that in Kirsin Bris Lishiva Amimi Morai, but most texts have the girl saying Kirsin Bris Lishivim Chovim. So there seems to be a contradiction between the Rambam in Perek Yud Mechzal Yisorei and the Rambam in Perek Vav Mechzvachim. So I think the Lachem Mishneh says that. So there is no stira, because the Loshen HaPosik is, now Tesis mentioned it here, the Loshen HaPosik in Mishpotim is, So what does it mean, Loisichreis Lohem? Loisichreis Lohem, you shouldn't make a bris with them. Who are them? The Zainumis, because the Torah in the previous Psukim mentions the Zainumis. So Loisichreis Lohem means the Zainumis. And what does it mean, Lelehembris? What does it mean, Lelehembris? How can one be carried as a priest, Lelehem? So according to the Rambam, so true the Shittes Rambam is. Shittes Rambam is that the love, I think the Lachem Mishneh said it, that the love of Lisichrit and Bris applies to all who may say they are Lelehem. But there is one difference. In respect to Shorumeis, so when is there a love of the Sichis Lembris only if they are in their lily, or they are even the others Zaymitz in the Neyach. But suppose they are Mikabel Zaymitz in the Neyach, so then there is no love. There is no love, even if they are not Mikabel Mas Vishibut. Because the Gevenim, when they told the Nisim that Meretz Rechikabonu, so the pact that was drawn, the covenant that was drawn up between the Nisim and the Gevenim was not one that required of the Gevenim Mas Veshibud. On the contrary, it was a pact whereby they were to be treated as equals. So if it had been true what they said, that Me'aretz Rechikabonu, that they are from the Shorumeis, not from the Zayumeis, then there would also be a love of making a bris with them. If they were not mikabel zaymis in the neyach, but if they were mikabel to give up the avrizore, so then there wouldn't be any love. There is certainly no love, as Teisa says, of making a bris with a gerteisha if they are mikabel zaymis in the neyach. Now the Ramban in Chumash says in Parash in the Sefer of Shaftim, says that the Gevenim were mikabel zaymis in the neyach, because they said bonu b'shem adeshem. That means that they were mikabel upon themselves not to be gavrizor. They were mikabel zaymis in the neyach. That the Ramban says. So mimele, had they told the truth, so then there would have been no Yisrael in drawing up a pact with them, even though under the pact, so they were to be treated as equals. Because the love of Lisichos lem Bris, though it applies to all umeis, but only if they are in the avrizore, but if they refuse to be mikabel zaymis in the neyach, but if they are willing to give up avrizore and to be mikabel zaymis in the neyach, then there is no love. Mashein kein ligabei the zayin umeis, so the Roshan Rambam is vareimei mipnei shekos lem Bris vareimei Lisichos lohem Bris Elohoyo dinom sheliuli mas abodim. So in other words, so in order to make a bris, so it wasn't enough for the Zainumis to be mikabel zaymis in the neyach. As the Rambam says that in order to make sholem with the Zainumis, so they must be mikabel zaymis in the neyach and mas v'shibut. So mimele, so there is a difference between Zainumis and Shorumis. Zay Shorumis only if they are Mizore. But if they are willing to meet Tavu Zayin Mitzvah in Neyach, there is no Yisari making a priest with them. Mashenkin Zayinu Meisiv, they are willing to give up Avrizoe to meet Tavu Zayin Mitzvah in Neyach. But if they're not willing to meet Tavu Masvi Shibut, there is still a lav of Lissiches Lembris. Where do we see these two aloches in the same lav? The answer is in the Loshon HaPosik, because the Torah says, Lissiches Lohem. So what does Lohem mean? Lohem means the Zayinu Meis. So even if they give up the Avrizoe, and the priest is not Lohem, because as long as they arrive the Avrizoe, so then the priest is a priest Lohem, if they arrive the Avrizoe. But if they give up the Avrizoe, if they are willing to be Mekabel Zayin Mitzvah Neyach, so then it's not Lohem. But Lohem, the Zayinu Meis, even if it's not Lohem, but then the Torah says, Lissiches Lohem Velohem Bris. That means if it's Lohem, so even if it's not Lohem, even if it's Chorum Meis, Lohem means Zayinu Meis, so you're not allowed to make a bris with them, even if they give up the Avrizore, and Lohem means Chorum Meis, if they remain if they have Avrizore. So that's the Shittas HaRambam. All right, now. Oh, so Tesis Kashi is, Vim Teima, V'heiche Koras Bris Shleinei, Im Chiro Melech Tzeyo, Dechziv Ha'yichis Bris Shneiem, V'aksiv V'sichet Lan Bris V'lisachone, ובכל הוא מזה לרחוב עם הילה כמו אלו שכונים ויש לימה בשמו לא יוסר אלו תחיס אז בריס לשימה ולסכובי כי דכסיב בידו חרוב לא יסיחס להם ולהי בריס so in other words, so that's not like the Shittas HaRambam because the Shittas HaRambam is a curse in bris לא יחובי so even if the bris is not לשימה ולסכובי as long as the Umo remains in the Kehobi. So you're not allowed to make a bris with them. Teisves Shite is that it's not Osa to make a bris with the Umo that are pagans, that are in the Kehobi. It's not Osa. But it is Osa that to make a bris L'shem Avnis Kehobi. In other words, if the bris is to give them protection in their Avnis Ore. To give them protection in their Avnis Ore. Then it is Osa. But if the bris doesn't relate to the Avnizore, but they are in the Avnizore, but the bris relates to other things, to helping them in other matters, when somebody else attacks them, another rumor, so then it doesn't come within the Yisr of the Sikhot and Bris. So it's not like the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam is that the love of Lissiches Bris, Lissiches Lam Bris, applies to all whom they say the Avnizore, as long as they remain in the Avnizore. Even if the bris does not relate, even if the covenant doesn't relate to their Avrizore, Mashenkei, so it's still Osea. According to Teisves, no. You are allowed to make a bris, we are allowed to make a bris with the Avrizore also. But we are not allowed to make a bris in connection with the Avrizore. If the essence of the bris is protection of the Avrizore. ויש להם הדשם הוא יוסר לכריס אז בריס יש להם אבניס חובי כי דכסיב בידוח כה לא יסיחס להם ולהם בריס או שמו או שמו חיר או מלך צעיר יתה שפויו oh, so this is the second Teretz in Teisves is like Yeshit HaSaram in other words according to the first Loshin in Teisves we are allowed to make a bris we take the lily as long as the bris is not to accommodate the Avrizore of the Ideli. But according to second Teretz, even if the bris is not to accommodate the Avrizore, but to help them in other matters, so as long as they are not mikabel zayin mitzvahs, as they are not willing to give up the Avrizore, it's also to make a bris with them. So that's like Shittas HaRambam, according to most Gersonis. Void nearly, the loy mitzah krisas bris, elo davke b'shiva umetz. So that's the Shittas HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The whole love of Chrisas Bris applies only to Zion. As a matter of fact, with what I said in respect to the Rambam and Melochim, so we can also reconcile the apparent stira between the Rambam Shitta in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Rambam Shitta in Yod HaZoko according to Moshe Gersonis. And we don't have to say that the Rambam was chazir. Why should we say the Rambam is Chazal? We see that the Rambam in the small Sefer HaMitzvot, which he wrote at the same time that he wrote the Vod Il Chazoko, he also says Shalom Lichri is Bris in Zayin Amin. But according to what I just said in the Rambam Melachim, that the love of Lisiches Lembris applies to all Umeis, but all Umeis it only applies if they remain in the Chavim. But not, and but if they are willing to give up Avrizore to be Mikabel Zayin Mitzvah Neyach, there is no Issa of Chrisas Bris. Mashenim Kein Visa Visa in Amin. So the love of Chrisas Bris applies even if they are willing to be Mikabel Zayin Mitzvah Neyach. Only if they, in addition, they are Mikabel Masri Shibut. So Mele, when the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shelichris Bris im Zayin Umes, he means even, so he spells out Zayin Umes, because in respect to Zayin Umes, even if they are Mikabel Zayin Mitzvahs, it's Oser, as long as they are not Mikabel Masri Shibut. Masheim Kein vis-a-vis Shor Umes, so if they are willing to be Mikabel Zayin Mitzvahs, even if they are not Mikabel Masri Shibut, so there is no love of Lisichis Lembris. So Mimele, that's why the Rambam spells out Zayin Umes. But in Echaname, the love applies to Shor Umes too, if they are unwilling to, as long as they remain pagans. Alright. So then Teza says, Veit Nirali, Dwe Mitzak Lisichis Lembris, Alad Nafke Bishibon, Midichsit Gabi Kedein, אולי בקיר בי אתה ישיב, ואיך יחריס לך פריץ, משמע בשור משור, ואף על גב גליסכון עם הירה בכל אומייס, בכל אומייס אין די אבילס כחובים, תחיס אז ברישה, נמוך החניונת, דהירה דפתי בשיב אומייס, כמו אם ישחי כל נשום. Because the posik base unisonom adishem olikachu lefaneachov v'yikisom hachim tachem eisom. That obviously has reference only to Zayin Umes. And immediately after that, it says loisiches lembris. Loisiches lembris. Immediately after the hachim tachem eisom. So mele it's mistaber that even though the posik that follows loisiches lembris, namely loisichonim, has reference to Olumeis, but Idavizore, but Lisiches Lembris has reference only to Zayin Umes. The Aval Gav, the Muchachiyone, the Daira Davke Bishulis, Mursachai Kolishom, the Davke Zayin Umes, Hoyomitsubim Hachim, the Chsiv Shiva Goyim Rabin Vatsubim Hachim Tachim, the Tziva Akosuf, Shalom Michlis Lembrisholim, Shalom Hakesom, Kidilir Bisharat Israel. The Toshin. Kidilir Bishat Yisroel is a strange expression, Kidilir Bishat Yisroel, I mean. Why does Tisha say Kidilir Bishat Yisroel? Because there is a love of Chrisas Bris. Why does Tisha say Kidilir Bishat Yisroel? Now Tisha in Avizore is another expression. Tesis na Vizore da Chofa Medala says the same kashi. How did Shlomo make a bris with Melech Tzeich, Yom Melech Tzeich, but Lisichis Lem Bris? So Tesis says da Chofa na Vizore, the Lishleina, the Lisichis Bris nama Likoya and Vishem Al Bris. Like this terrace. Vitaymer Rabbi Iki, Vinyon Likho Nami Muchach, Tichsi Vinosh Ogoyim Rabbi Vatsumim Mekot Miponecho, Hachim Tachini, Lisichis Lem Bris, Vinyikel Meimah, וחיבו די בישס כיבוש קיימה בליסחיה שלוי בישס כיבוש קיימה דייסה קריסס בריס אינה ממישים דאג דוקה בעבריס חובים תפי אבל שורו מסר So the first thing it says וחיבו די בישס כיבוש קיימה בליסחיה שלוי בישס כיבוש קיימה בייסה קריסס בריס איסה בריס Now, so Tesis emphasizes Bishas Kibush Kaima Blisachai. So we see from there that Tesis Veshite is that the love of Lisachai Kol Nishomo only applies to Shas Milchom. In other words, this is discussed by many as to whether Lisachai Kol Nishomo and the Mochitim Chazir Haram Molik, whether it's a mitzvah on the Yochid or it's a mitzvah only on the cloud. If we say that it's a mitzvah only Derech Milchomo to destroy Amolek, so it's a mitzvah on the tzibur. not on the Yochid. And only if it's possible to destroy the whole nation of Amalek, is there a mitzvah of Mochitimche. But if it's impossible to destroy the whole nation of Amalek, it is just possible to destroy a few of them, there is no mitzvah. Memelitosa also. Or the mitzvah of Mochitimche is not on the Yochid.